Welcome back to the Ultimate Playlist Podcast full of choice tracks. I'm Taj, and I need the envelope.
Here's the envelope.
Oh, thank you. Brandon, you're back.
I am. I'm back.
You're back.
Here's Brandon.
So, you know, it's not that we lost, you know, some hosts. It's just, you know, some were sick and some couldn't make it. So we thought we'd do a special Oscars episode. So, you know.
That's right.
Since Brandon's the movie guy. So.
I know.
Right. So.
You asked me back when it's movie related. I get it. I get exactly. it. I mean, I'm pretty well knowledgeable, so I'm the perfect person to ask.
Right. So I was kind of thinking, you know, since it is movie related, I was thinking, why don't we do like Oscars and do like, you know, best score and best song? And we could maybe start with this year's best score and song. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. Oscars are pretty fresh. I know this episode is coming out almost a week after the Oscars.
Right.
The Oscars were held, I think, on the 10th, March 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's pretty new. I don't know if you watched the Oscars, but I sure did. And,
Yeah, I've seen them here and there. I know of them. I should watch them more, but I know sometimes they get a little political, but we're going to stay away from that and just go with music. But yeah.
So. Yeah. And so the homework was, we listened to the song that won, this year, the best original song. And we also listened to the original score, the score to the film that won. Now, there were a lot of nominations. We did not listen. Well, I did, but I don't know if Taj did. That wasn't the homework.
Right.
It was only the winner that we listened to.
Exactly.
Could have took some time as well if you wanted to listen to all the scores for all five films. Songs right. are pretty easy, but, you know. Yeah. Listening to five scores, that's some homework.
Yeah. And I was surprised when we were like throwing this out there as like a, you know, a quick put together episode. You know, I was like, oh, this should be easy. Like the score is just one track. And then like Brandon's like, nope, it's an album. Like if you do right. a score, you got to listen to the whole album.
You're right.
Like, what do you mean? I got to listen to the whole
album. Yeah. Yeah. You don't just get to pick the track that is the title of the movie. that doesn't give you the full scope of the score. Like when they announce the winner, they're not winning based on that one track. You know, it's the whole thing, you know, the whole symphony. Yeah. And there were some really good ones this year. A lot of great nominations. But there can only be one winner for each category. So, do you want to start with the song that won the best original song?
Sure. Yeah, we can start with the best original song. So the best original song, which it does kind of, it'll make sense later why, but it does kind of make sense to start with the song. It was actually a Barbie song. So, and the, sorry, I'm getting it right here. I will butcher the artist's name, especially when we get the score. So I'm going to need your help on that.
Okay.
This song was why is my tongue tied? What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish.
But I'm not sure now what I was made for.
Which is a really good song. Really, it's a soft song. I mean, it's kind of like the whole antithesis theme of the movie. Like it makes sense why you would pick that song, especially over the other Barbie song that was nominated. But yeah, this one's a really good song. I feel like I've seen all the movies that had the best songs going here. So, this song comes late in the movie, but it's a, you know, like I said, it's the main, it's like that fifth act, like whole purpose of the movie. And I think she does a really good job. So.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the song. I think the song grew on me. I took a few listens to really appreciate it. I know I didn't dislike the song. You know, I don't really have an opinion about Billie Eilish. How do you say her last name?
Billie Eilish.
Eilish. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's how much I know about her, where I can't even pronounce her last name correctly. You know, I don't really know too many of her songs except the ones that are in movies. You know, so this is how I get introduced to new artists, is if it's in a movie. And I do like the song. Like I said, it definitely grew on me. One of the things that is a pet peeve of mine is when songs get nominated for original song and it's only the song at the end credits. Like the song is not actually in the movie. And at least this song is in the film somewhere. Right. It's not in the end credits, right?
Right.
And so it already I already feel it deserves that nomination because it did exactly what I like. It needs to actually be in the movie. And the song, you know, it really encompasses, I think, you know, definitely the scene in the film and really what the movie is about as well. Yeah. You know, it is a little slow, you know, but not every song has to be high energy, high octane.
Right. Exactly. I think to just like kind of loosely compare it to other, you know, best winter songs, like some of the slower songs that win are normally like opening themes to like it. Cause the one I'm thinking of right now is like, James Bond, a song by Adele, you know, that's a slower song. And that's normally like an opening credit song. So it's like, it seems to me like most slow songs or slower songs normally don't, you know, quite win. Well, maybe not, but I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? They're not normally in the middle of the movie. They're normally like the opening track song is what I was trying to say. So, yeah.
No, it definitely seems like that's the case, unless it's like a musical, you know, and then if a song gets nominated and it's in a musical, there's a good chance that it's, you know, part of a scene in the film.
Right.
Because
Once won, right? Won the track from Once Won.
Okay. Once did. And I think it was a song that was actually in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that the songs aren't in the movie, but you know what I mean? Like
I know what you mean.
You know, it's like, It's kind of like they do in TV now, where it's like there's always this song in at the end of the credits to tell me how I feel, that kind of thing, you know. So I'm always glad to see movie songs that get nominated are actually, you know, part of, you know, the mise en scène of the movie. So and I don't know if I just said that all incorrectly, but whatever. Yeah, no, it's late.
It's late.
Now I do want to say though, I've got to be honest. I was hoping I'm Just Ken was going to win. I love that song and I love that scene. And I would have liked to have seen that take the win. And the performance at the Oscars was highly entertaining. But I'm totally cool with. You know, what was I made for winning? Because, you know, it's still a great song. And definitely those two songs, I think, are very strong and definitely the two really top contenders this year that were nominated.
Okay, cool.
So just my opinion.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. So
I don't know how to do this anymore.
So I was going to say that the reason kind of why we did it in this order is because, you know, there was a kind of a meme, not meme. I don't know what you would call it, but it's kind of a thing going around where, you know, you normally would watch Barbie and then Oppenheimer and it'd be Barbieheimer. So it's actually kind of pairs up that the best original score is Oppenheimer.
So, that's right.
Yeah. So you listen to the Barbie song and then the whole score of Oppenheimer.
That's true. I didn't even realize that we were doing that, but you're totally spot on.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so best original score was for Oppenheimer, and the composer, and I apologize if I butcher this name, it's Ludwig Göransson. Göransson?
Okay.
Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
I know he's from Sweden. I'm trying my best. Ludwig. Would you say Ludwig?
Right.
and Ludwig is, we're not on a first name basis, but, Ludwig, this is his second Oscar. He won for Black Panther back in 2019. This was his second win. And you know, something that's interesting too about Ludwig is he also won Record and Song of the Year at the Grammys for the Childish Gambino song "This Is America."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was involved in that production. But yeah, he's won Emmys, he's won Grammys, and he's won two Oscars. And he's very talented. I'm curious to see what you think. You have not seen Oppenheimer.
I have not seen Oppenheimer.
But you listened to the score.
I did listen to the whole score. Yeah. I will admit that the other score we're going to cover, I listened to in all in one sitting. This one I didn't get a chance to. I kept getting interrupted at work. This one is more diversified for sure. Like there's a lot. Like each part is a little bit different. There are some threads that carry throughout the whole like soundtrack. But I found it really interesting because there's times where I know what the movie's about, right? And you can kind of guess what the scene's about based off of what the title of the track is. But the imagery with the score itself is very interesting because sometimes it's kind of like inspiring. It's kind of scientific. Like I can kind of picture things in my head going on that I'm curious about, like what's actually going on in it. You know, because I can kind of picture like, you know, outside looking at people and then zooming in and seeing what's going on with them testing, trying to do the atomic bomb. I grew up in New Mexico and, you know, and I watch a couple of other movies about the nuclear bomb. So like Oppenheimer is not like a new story, but like the thing that always gets me is, and I know it seems like a weird thing to bring up, but it's part of why it was so hard to make the nuclear bomb was it's trying to figure out how to crush something equally on all sides at the exact same time. And so that's where you have to have metal from the different sizes around the ball so that when it collapses, everything collapses at the same time. Well, each thing will collapse at its own rate. And that was one of the things that I could kind of picture that in the music. And I know that sounds weird, but like that they're trying to collapse stuff into each other and have it explode. And so, but yeah. Is that weird? Weird analogy?
No.
Okay.
No. It'll be interesting though if you when you finally do see Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. and how you'll be able to piece that music with the actual images from the movie.
Right. Wait, I was going to ask. So Oppenheimer's is it a 3-hour movie that somebody was saying?
Yeah. I think it's 3 hours.
It's 3 hours. Okay.
Three plus what, maybe.
What I was curious on is like the soundtrack itself is only an hour 34. So I was curious, like, is there a lot of like quiet parts, like just ambient noise in the movie, or do they just reuse stuff?
Well, I think it's pretty common practice that you're not going to have a score accompany every single frame of a movie.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes you have to let scenes breathe.
Right.
And, you know, you don't necessarily need music to play over everything. So, you know, the fact that the score is an hour and a half, it's still a pretty long score.
Right. But
considering that the movie's also 3 hours, right. You know, kind of makes sense. Like, if the score was only 30 minutes, you know, you'd be like, okay, wait. So is there only 30 minutes of music, or do they just reuse the same music for 3 hours? Yeah, no, it's as far as I remember, I've seen it once, and that was all the way back during that week of Barbenheimer. Okay. And as far as I remember, there is definitely quiet moments in the film.
Okay.
I do think that the music is used thoughtfully and has an impact when it is presented in the film. I think the score is really great. I am a fan of the composer. There are definitely some really awesome sounds in this, and listening to it again for the podcast, you know, just listening to the score, it definitely, I think this shows the accomplishment of the music. It brought back scenes, like memories of scenes from the film that I haven't seen, you know, in almost a year, you know, and all of a sudden, like, I felt like I remembered every detail from that particular scene. And, you know, that's really great, for the music to have that sort of, effect.
Right. Yeah, and plus, like I kind of, it, like I said, the music and the title tracks kind of helped me figure out part of the story plot a little bit. But like, what drew me is like that third act where, you know, the bomb's already done, and then like they're kind of and from what I can gather, like they're kind of planning when to do Okinawa and Hiroshima, but like then the trials in front of the Senate, and I like how they call it trials, and then the next episode it's like, was it Here Comes the King or something? Because it's, or no, somebody comes, Kitty comes to testify. I thought it was the King, because it has the trials, and then Kitty comes to testify. Like, those scenes, like, that was like very like, okay. Like, I could see how it's like a montage of everybody in the trial, and then like somebody super important comes that you didn't think was going to at the end. So
yeah no, it's a great score. I'm okay with it winning. My front runner was the score to Killers of the Flower Moon by Robbie Robertson. That's who I was hoping would win. But you know, that's just the way it goes. Everybody I want to win does win. But the score is still fantastic, and definitely like the original song that won. I think that they're both great and both, you know, worthy of winning the Oscar for sure. You know, it was a strong year. There were a lot of great movies and a lot of great art this year. So
for sure.
Yeah. So. But, and all those scores I thought were fantastic as well. But there can be only one, like Highlander says.
Like Highlander. So,
anyway. Okay. So anything more you want to say about that? Or I know we were going to do one more year.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to do one more year. So
hold on really quick though. I think we should save the song for the last part.
Okay. All right.
That cool?
That's cool.
Okay.
Else I'm just going to gush all over the song. Yeah, I know, for sure.
So I think we should end on a high note, for sure. You know, something very entertaining. So why don't we talk about, we're going to go to a year ago, and we're going to go with the 2022, Oscar winner for the original score.
Right. And that was All Quiet on the Western Front. Now, here's the weird thing. Spotify is super not nice to this guy, or I feel like they're not. So correct me if I'm wrong here, because the Academy Awards say that his name is his stage name, because he has a stage name. Sorry, pulling up my list here. So his stage name is Hauschka is
His alias.
That's his alias.
Yeah, he's also known as, like, he's an electronic musician.
Right. But and so for some reason, like, Wikipedia says, okay, that's who won the Academy Award. But for some reason, Spotify has it as his birth name, which is Volker Berlerman.
See, I thought he won under his birth name, Volker Bertelmann.
Well, that's what's weird, because it could just be Wikipedia being weird, because Wikipedia has it as a stage name. So one of the two didn't.
Oh, right, well, I know on Spotify, if you go to the album, it's under his original name. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what he, I think that's, I think if he has his Oscar at home, I'm pretty sure it's etched with Volker on there and not, you know, Hauschka, or however, right, however you say it.
Right.
Sorry, folks, that we keep really butchering these names. We're trying so hard.
I know.
But yeah, so this is another one where, you know, I've seen the movie. I'm a big Oscar guy. I watch all the Oscar films, or as much as I can. I'm very curious to see what you thought, because I don't think you've seen the movie. So you're just going off the music again.
Right. Yeah. I didn't see the movie. The music is really, I did like it. I mean, the music is more, it's more tied together. There's a lot of elements that do repeat throughout the whole thing. And so the other thing on this one, it's like, this is 53 minutes long for a score. All Quiet on the Western Front, especially if Netflix paid for it, it can't be that long of a movie, right? It's probably like an hour 30.
I thought the movie was 2 hours, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so we're still in the approximate range where, yeah, like the score is like 50%. Okay.
All Quiet on the Western Front is 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because it was longer, I was going to be like, well, that's not a very quiet Western Front, like the scores. But no, in all seriousness, like, I liked it. Like, you get, you know, knowing, I think I know the story, but knowing what I do, especially with the score, like, you get the moments where, like, it's the hazards of war and, like, just, like, the craziness of it. And, like, it feels like the score itself feels like there's always something stalking you in there, especially in certain scenes where, like, later on, you know, it feels like it goes, you have a moment of safety, and then it pops up and you're like, oh my God, it's right behind me again. And you got to run to get away. And so, yeah, it's an amazing score. The one that stood out to me is kind of that bomb crater one. I can't remember, but maybe I'm wrong. Is that, I would assume, I think it's from that story. Is that where, like, he's in a crater and there's a bomb that hasn't exploded, but he has to take cover and wait there till, like, the gunfire dies down so he can leave the bomb crater, but the bomb could go off at any second.
I don't quite remember the details.
Okay.
I remember more how I felt about the movie and certain scenes, but I can't remember every scene from the film, but that sounds like something that could have happened in that movie.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's how that song makes you feel like. It makes you feel like you're sitting in a crater with a dud bomb but you're taking cover. You can't, there's nowhere else to go, but that dud could go off any second. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was this was a movie that I was, you know, I didn't, like, I knew it existed. It was a movie that came out on Netflix. And I got to be honest, like, I'm not always big into war movies. And so when I saw this was nominated for Best Picture, I knew I had to see the movie because I have to see every Best Picture nomination. And I think a little part of me was a little reluctant because, you know, I'm not big into war movies. And that first track, which I think is called Remains on there. Like, that music was used pretty early on at the beginning of the movie. And when that track hit, you know, it's sort of quiet. And then it does this, like, do-do-do. And I was like, oh, hello. You know, like, I'm like, oh, it's that kind of movie. Okay. You know, and I'm like, so this is like, you know, it's about World War One, and, but like they're definitely like the modern technology, what they were able to accomplish in that film and using this, like, you know, modern electronic music to help tell the story was very unique. And really to me helped like just make the experience just that much. It made it so different, and I was enthralled the whole time. I ended up walking away from the movie going, wow, that was really good. And again, this was not a film that I was anticipating, you know, seeing until it was nominated. So, but the music, is incredible. When you told me what the theme was going to be, and, you know, I knew that album right away because I have listened to it multiple times. Okay. I love that score. And, you know, it was a score that also won, the BAFTA award as well, in the British Academy Awards. Okay. But yeah, I really, really love the score. I love the instruments. I love the electronic music, you know, like when you hear it, it has that feeling of like, war is hell, you know,
right,
like,
yeah.
Like, you don't have to see the images. I mean, it helps, but when you right. listen to the music and you know, it's called All Quiet on Western Front, I feel like you can hear the music and go, oh man, you know, like,
yeah.
You can just picture how, you know, how awful it was.
Yeah. When there was like I said, like the imagery I got, like there was one track where like it was really soft, but then they kind of felt like it was mustard gas coming over the field, because like that was a thing in World War One. And then, like I said, where it felt like something kept hunting you, it kept feeling like there was a tank. Like you go and you're like, oh shit, there's a tank over there. And I'm just
like, yeah.
You're like, I'm going to run away. And then like the tank re-shows up. You're like, oh crap. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's really good stuff. And because I did it for the other two awards, I just want to say I'm really happy. I'm happy with it winning. My first choice, though, that year would be the score to Babylon. I like that score even more than All Quiet on the Western Front. But again, very deserving, just like the other two winners.
Right.
But I would give the edge to Babylon, but I'm okay with All Quiet on the Western Front winning. And yeah, it's just great music. And, you know, when I hear that music, I immediately think of the movie. And I highly recommend the movie too. The movie is very good. And again, this is coming from a guy who doesn't watch a lot of war movies.
Gotcha.
So it's so good.
Okay.
But I'm glad you listened to it. I'm glad that I was involved. And I'm glad that you took the time to listen to the full album and not just the one track, because I don't think you would have got the full experience.
Yeah, no, for sure. I wouldn't have gotten the full experience. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. So we're going to do the best original song for 2022.
Right.
Taj.
Well, mainly this is just an excuse for me and Brandon to talk about this movie, because like everybody has to see this movie.
Exactly.
And plus, like, after seeing this movie and watching one of the other movies by the same director, it's like new favorite director. Like anything of his, I want to see. So the movie was RRR.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, like, everywhere has it spelled different. They have it spelled Nacho Nacho, but it's actually with a T, right? It's not.
It's not to not to.
Not to not to.
In the original, I think in the language, is it? How do you say it? Tele. Like, I think Nacho Nacho is like in Hindu.
Right.
But the original language, I believe, is Telugu.
Oh, okay.
Some to that effect. I apologize, dear listeners. We're trying. Telugu, it's T-E-L-U-G-U.
Right.
So that Natsu Natsu, like I said, I think is the original language. That's what it was. They performed it also under that language. They performed it as Natsu Natsu at the Oscars.
Right. Yeah. And so the crazy thing is, like, it was because I went and watched the clip for the Academy Awards. They said this is the first Bollywood song to have ever been nominated. And then it wins that same year. And it's crazy for as long as Bollywood's been around, especially with like Slumdog Millionaire winning like, what is it, 5-10 years ago? Like, you know. That this song won, and it's a crazy song. The it's a really good song. The movie itself is just amazing. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the movie's incredible.
To talk about the song, like the song itself is really good. If it makes you want to get up and dance, then you have to watch if nothing else, watch the clip that goes with the song. Or even the Academy Award clip, because that is what the song is. The song is Footloose. It's a dance battle, and the song keeps getting faster and faster. And like the dance moves, you know, they look easy until you try and do them. You know, you will need suspenders. I will say that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, mainly when this came up and we were trying to do a filler episode, and you know. We had talked and somebody wanted to do, you know, this year's. And I was like, try and figure out the song. I was like, looked at last year's. So it's like, oh, damn, we just got to do last year's because of this movie.
So, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, this song is incredible. This scene in the movie is just, it's infectious, man. It like, if you watch this scene in the movie and you don't have a smile on your face, you know, like there's something wrong with you. Like this movie the whole movie itself, man, like by the end of that movie, you should just like your fist better be pumping in the air, man. Like it's such a good time. I remember we got to see it at the movie theater, and I think when the movie ended there, and it's a long movie, right?
It never feels like it. Yeah.
Never. Right. And there was supposed to be an intermission, but the intermission never, like it said intermission and then immediately went into the second part. And I don't think anybody was like, but I wanted an intermission. We're like, no, we want to go straight to this movie. Keep going. Just roll the film. And I remember when the movie let out, I remember hearing someone in the theater, like right in front of me go, that's the greatest movie ever, isn't it? You know? And I'm like, It certainly might be one of them for sure, because I had such a great time.
So, yeah. And so, you just have to watch it. It you may have to read subtitles, but like it's worth it. Like it's not that hard. You know, it gives us a common enemy, the British. Like you will not like Britain after watching this movie. I'm just going to be honest.
No. Yeah. The movie is great. I have watched that particular scene, the song and dance scene, so many times on YouTube. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know what? Tonight feels like a Natsu Natsu night. Let's do it. You know, like, I just need to watch it. Like, when you told me what it was going to be, I'm like, oh, like I need an excuse to watch the scene again, you know, right. Like, and I feel like I know every dance move. I can't do any of the dance moves, right. But I know what's coming. And it's one of those scenes where it's like, oh, this is my favorite part of the song. No. This is my favorite part of the song. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. It's, and this is one of those two where it's like, you know, who won and who should have won. It was Natsu Natsu. Like, right. They 100% got it right. Like, I looked at the other songs that were nominated that year, and I'm like, I barely remember them, but I'll always remember Natsu Natsu. Like, I'll never forget that moment in a movie. Never forget the song. It's just so it just makes you happy,
right? And the crazy thing, like I went down after seeing the movie, I went down the rabbit hole and watched some stuff about it. Cause it is in India, it is a little political, but you know, but the crazy thing is like when this movie came out, like whenever this song came out, people in the movie theaters would be dancing to it and throwing popcorn, like while they're watching the movie. Like that's how popular the song is. Like people would just have to get up and dance the movie.
I mean, I like if that movie, when that movie plays again at a theater, I'm 100% there. Right? I will go back. Like I'll go, I don't care about that running time. Who cares, man? I just want to have a great time, and you want to be in the building with a bunch of other fans who just love the movie. I definitely know some Indian films. I know like older ones for sure, cause of like film school and all that. Right. But definitely like I've watched quite a few more, Bollywood films, Indian films, like more modern ones recently because of RRR. I'm just like, I need more of that, you know, like I need my fix, you know? So, did you watch that one? I think I told you about the bug.
Yeah, The Fly.
Yeah. Yeah. So great.
Yeah. It's the same director, right?
Egan? Egan.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, that one's really good. And that one even has a dance number in it with a fly, and you're like, all right, yeah, I'm getting down with this.
Right. If you watch a film from Bollywood now and there's not a singing dance song, you're like, okay, that's cool. Kind of wish there was one, though.
Right.
I kind of want that now in my movies. Why is this not happening in a John Wick film? Come on.
Exactly. <You know? laughs>
Can't have some like gun ballet?
Right.
Come on. Do something here.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, I know, man. That song's so great. I'm glad that you wanted to do a second year, and you picked like the perfect song to talk about. And you know, if you have not seen RRR, if you've not heard this song, what are you doing? You will enrich your soul with this movie, and especially with the song.
And I guess I will, just as a disclaimer, but it's part of why we love the movie. Like, it's a big bromance movie, like, and it's not shy about it, but like I would put I Love You Man as like the second highest bromance movie after this. Like, this took over spot one for me.
I feel like I need to revisit that movie here pretty soon.
Right.
Like, I think it's only been like maybe a year since I've seen it. I gotta watch it again. You know, but I'll definitely watch that scene over and over, because it's 5-6 minutes and it's just total bliss.
Great.
So, you know, yeah. Ah, yes. I do not do. RRR. So good. Yeah. Yeah. What are you waiting for? Go listen to this.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, right, man, that was fun. I'm really glad that I got to fill in, and I'm very happy that you invited me back for this special episode.
Oh yeah, no problem. Well, thank you very much for helping us out and for doing this again. You know, we knew Mr. Movie needed to come help us.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, totally. I'm always down to talk about movies and music from movies, because it's my jam. I don't know how many soundtracks and scores I have. It's a lot. It's a great. Lot. Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, I'm always here if you need to talk about cinema. Okay. I'm the guy.
All right. And just to remind you folks, you know, we have homework, but we'll remind you about next episode. Next episode's going to be another special episode. So, and then we'll we'll actually do the episode with the homework after that. So just a little bit of filler episode, so you don't have to worry about listening to full albums unless you want to listen to these soundtracks. So it's
which
like,
you should.
It's like post homework, like extra right. credit. We'll call it extra credit. How about that? So
yeah, totally. Yeah. But yeah, you guys have a listener. I'll definitely be listening for that special episode and when you're back to your regularly scheduled program.
Right, for sure. So
yeah.
All right. Well, this has cool. been anything else before I wrap it up?
No.
Okay. All right. This has been Choice Tracks. You can find this on our website at choicetracks.com or emails at choicetracks@gmail.com. Both of those end with a Z. We have matching playlists on both Spotify and Pandora, and we ask that you please subscribe and listen to all past and future episodes. Let's sign out. I've been Taj.
Oh, yeah. That's how we do it. I'm Brandon. We're going to pick up that needle, but you keep spinning those choice tracks. And go to the movies.